Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Show coming to you live out of Alaska. Beautiful sunny day in Alaska. I don't know. Let's see, what is the temperature here? I have looked to see what the temperature is today, but it's feeling pretty good. It is 70 degrees outside. Wow. Leaves are out. Sun's up almost all the time anymore up here. So I'm going to go over this again, and then I'm going to go over the next part of this. If you want to go after something else, other agencies like the CDC or FAA or Federal Reserve or the whole myriad of these alphabet agencies. It is so important. Two things to remember. Agencies have no authority to talk to you and me using statutes. And they do it all the damn time. And these courts, like tax court and the appellate, whatever they call those when you go up and appeal, and I forgot what it is right now in the IRS. It's irrelevant. They're lying to us. And we don't know that. It's just amazing. And then these damn courts, these stupid judges, are in on it. You think they don't know? Some of them got to know. Gosh, they can't be all that stupid. I got through law school. There's a lot of these lawyers do not know, and then there's a lot of them. They're not, can't think the one out of Wisconsin. He said, that's scorched earth. I'm not doing that because they would lose their bar license. They can't go there. They're not going to. So you go into court with a lawyer, and he's got both arms tied behind him, and he's hobbled. It can't go where you need to go. So you're looking for some little technicality, or if you can tell a good enough story in a criminal one. Imagine. You establish, number one, it's an agency. That is the enemy. Quack's question is, what could he use? He has to use something written somewhere. Okay? General applicability, legal effect. It's got to be in the Federal Register. So that's all that enemy can use. So it's got to be in the Federal Register. So we use what's in the Federal Register against him or them. And if it's not there, that's the only weapon they get that Congress gave them. That's it. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That means it is the rule of law. It is the standard of review, however you want to say it. And legally, it's what everybody has to pay attention to. And nobody wants to use it. They're out here talking about stuff that they don't have any authority to use. And everybody's playing a game. They're playing chess and we're out here doing checkers. We're not going to win. You can't win. You didn't even bring up the right issue. That's the only thing they have to pay attention to. We know they're not constitutional. We know they're outside the law. They publish a Federal Register publication of 1954, and they leave out the last paragraph, which says they're going to do Section 3 and 4, which is the substantive regulations of the Administrative Procedures Act. They admit we're not going to do it, you people, you. Because they published the whole Federal Register, and they just say this little thing, in part. How many people is going to catch that word in part or go look it up? They aren't. The devil is in the details. So the bottom line is, you're an agency, and if you're going to talk, got to be in the Federal Register, general applicability, legal effect. If it's not there, have a nice day and get the hell out of my life and leave me alone. CDC is all nonsense. I looked that up. They're mass nonsense. But all agencies do not put 301 regs like the IRS does in front of them. So the next question is, like if I go to the CDC, they use 70.2 or 70.1 or something like that. How do I find out what those things are? Or even ATF. ATF's in this nonsense. They do the same type of stuff. I don't know why the gun people haven't figured this out. Like everybody else, like nobody else. We don't know. But they don't all put 301. I don't know about the, I'll do that here on break. I'll just type in and see if there is a 301 rigs in Title 27. I don't know the answer to that. I haven't looked. But I do know, I looked at stuff that their regulations don't have the first effect of law. The first thing is, if it's 301, we don't need to go any farther. And to make the next step, there has to be a specific delegation. And I've not seen one. I mean, there may be something for something like butter or something like that. But then you go to the APA, and they only have two ways. One is formal. Formal means you have to have a proposed regulation. You have to say, I'm in compliance with 5 USC 553B. You never see one of them. I've never seen one anyway. And that includes you will have notice and comment so we can file and, yeah, yippee-yoopee-doo. We're not going to do that. Then they have to come back with a formal address, the notice and comments. Then they have 30 days to put it into effect. Not going to see one of them. So the other one is called the predicate for the informal rulemaking. That's what you will see, or they just leave it all out. They just say, we're going to have notice and comment. That's nonsense. Or we're going to have a proposed rule of notice and comment, and then a final rule of notice and comment. Still nonsense. It has to have 553B in parentheses in it. And they either have to say we're doing it or we're not. They will always say we're not doing it, or they leave it out. If they leave it out, you're done. They're done. It's interpretive or housekeeping or some other just nonsense. But here's what they will say in the IRS. And some of, oh, they're really proud of this. For good cause, which I didn't know what that meant. I do now. Thanks to the Senate Report 752 of the Administrative Procedures Act. And now, of course, I now know what it means. I can find it in the court cases. But it says, for good cause, it is impractical, it is unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. So we are not going to do this because it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary. I saw that public. I says, how do I stop that? Oh, there's one other thing. It says you can't use this as an escape clause. A true and supported finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published along with that. They never do that because they can't. That's an essential element of a predicate of an informal. They will never state the emergency. They just say, we got one. It's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. But they disclose also that all of this, when they're using this stuff, who are these people? Are they there for our benefit or somebody else? They tell us in the definitions. Impractical. A situation in which the due and required execution of the agency function would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. In other words, if we actually allowed you to comment, you could stop it. It'd be unavoidably prevented. So we don't want you preventing us from making rules and regulations. What? Wait a minute. Whose side are you on? They're the enemy. Unnecessary. Well, it means we're not particularly interested. Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that I'm not interested in that might affect me down the road. But then we go to the public interest. Contrary to the public interest. Don't you just love public interest? It is says, public interest shall not prevent an agency from operating. It requires that the public rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. How dare we impede an agency from making a regulation or stop it? Is that what the legislature and Congress does? They go back and forth trying to stop the other from making nonsense. But we, the people, we don't have the right to say you can't do this because it's unconstitutional, illegal, or nonsense. They're telling us right here they are the enemy of the people. And they print it, folks. They just don't tell you what those definitions are. But it's in the Federal Register, in the Federal Register publications, a lot of them. They will use impractical, unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest, or they'll use one or two or three of them, all three of them. Now, this is what you can use in all other type of regulations like the CDC or Federal Reserve, FAA, all these other alphabet agencies. Search on, which you will have access to on the IRS stuff for the 301 regs. And I think I'm going to include part 31, which is the wages, and then part 1. In the regulations, you just search on 553. If it doesn't start with 301, which that automatically puts the IRS at the sidelines, they're done. They can't operate without, I got to file a return. They can't operate with telling me there's a deficiency. They can't operate if there's no assessment. They can't operate if there's no place to file a notice of federal tax lien. There's no way of operating if they can't do levies, liens, and distraints. They're done. Their collection stuff's all nonsense. They're done. Now, I did find an interesting one. Somebody called me about did a plea bargain, and they were looking to do a writ of execution. And it took me a little while to find where is the writ of execution. It's under the United States as a corporation. Really? I didn't know that. I thought it was supposed to be the government. Well, that's going to be fun. I think I'm going to be involved in that, writing up some stuff on that. That'll be a fun one. This is getting to be fun. Because you can go to this stuff now and it's just right there. It just glares at you. That's why I want to get this information out that I have access to, especially on the 301 regs. So when you get a letter, you just look up and see if that code is a 301 reg. And then you can also, if you want to go any farther, you can go down to the Federal Register in the other. There are 7 folders, 100 each. Because Westlaw only allows me 100 each, but the complete regulation and all of the notices of decisions and the Federal Register publications that support it are all there. This is what I see in Westlaw, which you don't have access to. But you will. For $100, you can have all this stuff. I'm going to put it all in the thumb drive. Because I want to get this information out so that you, the people listening on the list, can start looking at this and say, wait a minute, this is not so. It says right here, the authority to file an income tax return to 301 reg, and I'll include Chrysler and the other cases to go with it, to support it. It says it's housekeeping. It's nothing to do with me. Why are we doing this? I think that's a dang good question. Why is tax court still out there? Huh? Why are people not doing the real W-4s and going over? I don't know. There's no chance of going to jail. Your employer may not like it. I don't think they're probably, if they fired you, you could actually sue them, but you could get around and say, hey, well, let's let the IRS figure it out. And under 7433, let's send it to the area director and let them figure it out. And there is a statute that the IRS agent has to be held accountable, and I got to find that. I know it exists. I haven't found it yet. I haven't looked. I know it's there. If you get a name. Isn't it amazing how simple some of this can be? The IRS is labeling and helping us, let's say, all of these things that are essential elements. Just like tax evasion. Notice of deficiency in 301 reg. So why am I being here? In a court, United States District Court, that is patterned after the territory of Hawaii because it was accepted practice. Why am I here? Nobody brings it up. I looked at those two cases. Actually, there's 3 of them, but there's 2 main ones. That show the United States District Court, the judicial power of a district court, cannot equal judicial power of the United States. I mean, different words. District court can't be a government. And if it's legislative, it means it's under the plenary power of Congress, and the court says so. The judge is representing the court's under the control of Congress. Oh my God Almighty, we're in trouble now. It's rigged. They don't tell you before jeopardy attaches. If you have a jury trial, the judge will always say, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Because a citizen of the United States only has civil rights, has no political rights, has no inalienable rights. And they made that's what's called the 14th Amendment citizen. Your primary citizenship, which they said we flipped it, which they can't do if you know better. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay. Boeing versus company versus United States, 537 U.S. 434, 2003. Regulation is interpreted because it was promulgated under 7805. A general rulemaking rather than pursuant to a specific grant of authority. That's the Supremes talking. So when it says 7805, it's interpretive. That's Supreme Court talking. We have another on-point case that's quoting Chrysler. This is United States versus American Production. This is the 8th, 9th Circuit. Only regulations having a force and effect of law can create a private right of action. That's Chrysler v. Brown. They give all the cites. In contrast, rules of agency, organization, procedure, or practice, sometimes called interpretive rules, do not create enforceable rights. Chrysler v. Brown again. And they also cite another case, the 9th Circuit case. And they go on to say, interpretive rules express an agency's internal housekeeping measures, organizing agency's activities. Now, the IRS does us the great favor of labeling 301 regs. Joe in Kansas, question, comment. Kansas, wow.
What is the name of the Supreme Court case that made land-grant railroads and their workers liable for the income tax?
I'm sorry, say that again now?
Pardon?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
What was the name of the Supreme Court case of 1854 that made land-grant railroads and their workers liable for income tax?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. Sorry, I can't help
okay.
you. If you
okay.
email me at IRS@AlaskaBulletinMan.com and give me something, I'll look it up and send it to you.
Okay, all right, thanks. Okay, all right, bye.
The bottom line is, it's got nothing to do with you or me. It's about taxing corporate entities and stuff like that, but that's even you can beat that now today. I mean, it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. I know I have seen a rabbit come out of a hat, top hat, at a magic show. But I know darn well that top hats don't have rabbits. That's a fact. And that's what they have pulled the biggest cons in America. We don't even have elections for any constitutional officers in America today. They print it. They're not getting this H.R. 1 or the Senate bill for doing this citizen, you know, this voting nonsense of trying to reinforce the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. It says explicitly it's only for citizens of the United States. They have no political rights. Supreme Court said so back in 1879. Nothing's changed with the 13th or 14th amendments. Actually, unless a state actor or a state law, it says, this is in the Congressional Record and the research of Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank, unless the state is doing something, Congress isn't even supposed to be legislating under the authority of a citizen of the United States. That's just an oversight. That's it. They do it all the time. That's all they do. And our states are doing it. They have zero authority to do it. They make us sign up, I want to be a citizen of the United States, so I have the same rights as a white citizen. That's in 42 U.S.C. 1901 and 1902. Look it up. 42 U.S.C. 1901 and 1902. I want the same rights as a white citizen. Well, what the hell? This must be something to do with white supremacy, I suppose, right? But then in 1866, 14 Stat 27. It's a con. And we bought into it. If you put, and I have to update it, I keep saying I'm just having, I finally got this stuff done, but I'm going to update the your state status. You put it into the public record, and I am a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska, one of the several states. Of course, Alaska is not one of the several states, but that's they're not going to go there. But if I have my domicile and my citizenship, evidence rule 901 number 7, it sticks, self-authenticating. You will never see him but go try to go. They'll just go around it and say, "Oh, he's trying to excommunicate or some other crappy nonsense, all point stuff." They can't attack it. And one of the things that I have learned, if you're doing any type of briefing, like judicial power of the United States, put it in quotation marks, and that will eliminate these suckers using it, because they can't deal with it. That's the same thing as in the Mooney's case, talking about the courts. Well, the Mooney's are claiming this, the Mooney's are claiming... They never said, what is an Article III court? Who has judicial power of the United States? What is judicial power of a district court? Because I had it in quotation marks. They just said, well, they're complaining about this, but they don't say, they don't give an answer, because they can't. That's a way to shut these son of SOPs up. Back in a minute. Thank you.
true.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And Pat in Texas, question or comment?
Hi, Ralph.
Hello there.
I really do appreciate you, and there's a lot of people who are listening to you. But I just think I would like to ask a question. I might as well be the only one to stick myself up there and get chopped up. Everybody's talking about we're actually behind the scenes getting the corporation of the United States dissolved. You heard that one?
Forget it.
Okay.
If you like to chase a rabbit hole going nowhere, that's, I've seen all that. Forget it. That's not where the action's at. It's BS. They put a little a whole bunch of nonsense. That's not what it's about. Guaranteed.
I just wondered what you were thinking of. Let me ask you another question there that everybody. have you heard of the SARA that was passed supposedly under Clinton against his will, approved by the United States Supreme Court?
I'm not sure Obama what you're tried asking. To, I know who Soros is, but what's the question?
No, not Soros. NESARA. NESARA.
No idea.
Okay. Anyway, Obama passed something like with the same acronym. but it's different. And people are saying that that it's all a scam.
I'll tell you what,
I don't know.
Because I don't know anything about it, so we're wasting time. And I'm not trying to be facetious, but send me an email.
No, that's,
no, send me an email so I can check it out and see what you're talking about, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about it, so I can't, I got nothing to say.
Well, that's all I want to know. Have you heard of it?
No, I have, but you'll email me. I look at stuff. It's just like this Dr. Sheba. But I found that Twitter.
That sounds more
Twitter
like it.
Is being controlled by our government. That just, doesn't that shock the hell out of you? Our government is telling Twitter what the hell to do.
I don't know. I wonder if they got that from the Bible. Be careful what you say about the king. Who is the king? The Wizard of Oz? Because he'll go and tell it. So maybe that's why they're scared of it, Twitter. That they're really the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Have you heard
anyway,
of the story of it? Have you heard of the Wizard of Oz, what it all means, really?
Oh, yeah. Gold Road and all that. Yep. Absolutely. It's what we think we know that's not so. But we got a lot of people that are acting like the Scarecrow. They talk a lot, but they got no brain.
Well, I wondered if that doesn't have to do with the sovereignty, the Scarecrow, the straw man.
Oh, it does. No, he was talking about his. That was just a way of doing it, because back in those times, he couldn't get away with it. So, anyway, I want to go on, because I want to run over the things again that are really important to this whole thing. Because the bottom line is, I'm going to be putting out on this thumb drive for $100. If you want to see what I can see in Westlake.
I heard that. Yeah.
Sounds
good. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'm going to have a list of 706 places the 301 reg show up, so you can search and see if that code section shows up, if it has a 301 reg, and all the important ones do. And then also in the separate 7 folders will be the complete regulations and the complete list at the bottom of all of the Federal Register publications and all of the notices, the notes of decisions on that issue with the court cases and a brief summary. That's for all the 301s. I'm going to do the same thing for, I think, the Part 301 and the Part 1. Also, I'm going to include the Chief Counsel. I downloaded all of those. Like I say, it takes a while to get this stuff out of these databases, because they don't want you to be assembling and putting this out, in a complete thing. But I'm doing it. But all the chief counsel will be included. Those are important. Some of those are. That's how I won the first case with McAlpine. We used the chief counsel, filed a chief counsel thing, and used that. And I didn't know why we won at the time. They just went away. That's fine. If you can get them to go away, that's a good thing. And some cases to support this, all of the 301 cases, because there's about 7 cases in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States, Chrysler v. Brown. And then, of course, I'm going to include the Mooney stuff in there for those that want to read this, if you really want to find out what happened to our republic. In this will be basically a how-to with all the stuff in it for the IRS, so you can check it out yourself. And if you don't know how to use it, give me a shout and I'll show you. But it's what I see in Westlaw, and I figured out how to word search it out. Unfortunately, the couple of ways that I see on the screen is not the way it comes out, but it's still there, and I don't know if you know, but in Mac, you just put it in a search window and you put it in quotation marks, any word or word phrases, and it will search the folder or that database or whatever for those exact matches. So, anyway, you will have the stuff that I see in Westlaw. You won't have Westlaw, but you're going to have what I have, what I see. And once you understand how to use it, it's going to shock the heck out of you. And you say, why would I go to tax court? Why would I take a housekeeping rig to tax court? What do you think? I think we got a problem here. They're lying to us. Go on the IRS homepage and try to find 301 rigs or housekeeping rigs or subsidy rigs. Go search their webpage. Let me know what you find. It's the biggest con in America. Not the biggest. Well, the election is, well, I don't know. How do you say there's so many big ones? We have no court system. We have no constitutional court system. That's a pretty big thing. I brought this up over at the, I said the last time, at these Republican thing over at Big Lake. Duh. Fell on deaf ears, and the representative said, well, I'll get around and we'll have to legislate something. I said, legislate? It's already in the dang code, you twit. Better have somebody with some cojones that'll get around and say, let's do it and abide by it. What a novel idea. I don't need no more damn statutes. I need somebody to obey what's there. Nothing. I'm going to email all these people. I got their email addresses. Probably piss off about 99% of them. I emailed every senator, every representative, all of the people in Juneau and Anchorage and stuff before that are, quote, holding a public office, and none of them do. That's why when you go into checking all this, man, I thought back when they don't have a public office. Oath of office is a public office. They have no civil commissions. Well, the reason why there's no public officers available, folks, there's no elections for them. It's a con. And Alaska is the worst because we come in equal footing with the other state. And in 1974, the Alaska Bar openly in their charter said, we are creating a new court system. And they renamed the venue and the courts. And they print it. So you go into that court, we got a black robe bar member there that's beholden only to the bar. Ain't got a damn thing to do with the people, and the Constitution of the state of Alaska wouldn't make good toilet paper. A first-year law student could blow that thing out of the water. Or even common sense. I brought him up, the legislature. You got to be a resident of Alaska to be a, quote, in the governor, executive. You got to be a citizen of the United States and a resident. Judicial, you got to be a citizen of the state of the United States. They're all different. What the hell happened here, folks? They're all different statuses. There's no external amendments. All your states, probably, I know Alaska is, they rewrite the thing every year internally, makes it a corporate charter constitution. An organic one has to have external amendments. Always. You can't rewrite the internal. It's just like, oh, I don't know. Ayn Rand. Reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be conquered by it. Leave them alone. And that's what we have today. Our government is so corrupt. And it's so full of idiots. When I brought all of this stuff down to Juneau back, 20 years ago, there were two or three people running the Senate down there. Lauren Lehman. Oh, we got to do something with judicial. I took it down there, flew down. I had money then. 31 boxes. A document. Put it in his office, and his head gal there, oh my God, get that out of here. Lauren Lehman don't want nothing to do. I got it over to the Secretary of the State, and then Halford and Lehman. Well, we don't see nothing there to see. And we had one gal that flew to England every year after the Senate, after the thing got over. I wonder what the heck she was doing over there. You think? I don't know. Suspicious. You literally cannot make up this stuff. It is so beyond the pale that it could be this bad. We, the people in this country, think we're free. We are not even close. Our government's been overthrown. We just don't know it. And it's getting worse by the day. And I'm hoping that what Lindell is doing, I was hoping for a military intervention, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. But Lindell's absolutely proof. Everybody wanted the evidence, and nobody will talk about it. What in the hell is going on? Why doesn't somebody go to Lindell TV and watch those videos? They're black and white. Or free a frankspeech.com and look for the real news. Nobody's talking about this. Why? Isn't the if we have absolute proof of the elections that Trump won, and God, they're affecting every one of the 50 states, and nobody wants to talk about it. And we have Twitter operating as a front man, the puppet for the government. That's important. Everybody bitches about Twitter, but we won't look behind the scenes because it gets back to the government. And then we have Dr. Mikovits. He's on frankspeech.com talking about there's probably 50 million Americans are at some point going to die because taking these stupid, they're not vaccines. There are mRNA, they're to modify our DNA, to create a poison inside, an artificial poison that we don't have a immunity to. Who in his right mind would want to put something in your body that can modify or create an DNA? Modify, you got to be, golly gee whiz. And I'll bet you $100 bill, and I don't know this for a fact, but these politicians that are taking the shots, I'll bet you $100 bill, those are placebo shots, what I'll bet you. But there's a lot of them are in on the know on this, and we want to get rid of the peasants. So they're putting out, everybody needs to take it. God in Alaska, yo, come on and join us. We'll get back to work if you all take a vaccination. Not a vaccine to begin with. They changed the words to make it work. You could not give me any vaccination today. I don't want anything. I'm sorry. Just like I got one on my home page. We always had a flu season. It's not the flu season. It's a lack of vitamin D and magnesium and zinc. But it's mainly vitamin D. Vitamin D is used for all sorts of things in our immune system. And it's cheap. Take 8, 9, 10,000 IUs of it. Cheap. Why don't we have that? How come, just like now, Laura Ingraham has been pushing this, how come we haven't used hydroxychloroquine, doxycycline, nebulizers, or now this imivectin stuff, or ivermectin stuff, which is supposed to be amazing stuff to use against COVID-19. All these things are cheap. And the head doctor, I played that last week, I think, the week before, the most renowned guy on heart and kidney said, this is ludicrous. You test for it and send somebody home to see if they get sick enough to come back and get on a respirator and die, when we have ways to save at least 85% of them initially just by giving them this stuff, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or something, before they get to the respirator, we're croaking. Can you make this up? This is like a intro to hell. This is what hell looks like. It's made up of lies. And it's made to destroy the human race. I get so tired of hearing these people talk about, well, the media is not doing this. No. A lie has no facts. There is no reason. They say, why are they doing this? You can't have a logic if there's no facts. You have to have facts to have some sort of logic to make it any logical theory or anything. They're doing it because they're damn evil. Power and money. and pure evil. They just want to get rid of us. Because a lot of us are Christians. What a novel idea. That's one way to get rid of us. Give us a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Now I watch the shows, Tucker and them. Everybody's on this COVID-19. Like, we didn't know that this thing was engineered in China when they get around and say, we can't, excuse me, we can't get around and have anybody do anything in China, move around, but you can go hop an airplane and fly anywhere in the whole damn world. What do you think anybody with an IQ of 80 or 90? A third grader can figure it out. If you getting around and can leave the country of China and take it with you, do you not think you're trying to spread it? Like, duh. Sheesh.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, we're back. Like I say, I've been off of this thumb drive for, it'll have the, all the stuff that basically you need to research out the IRS and expose them that I have access to with Westlaw, and you don't have Westlaw. All the 301 rigs, part 1, part 31, but all the main stuff is all part 301. Housekeeping rigs. All of the chief counsel. I've downloaded those. Merchants, if you got criminal stuff. It's like a how-to on the criminal. It's like on the tax evasion. It's right in there, three essential elements. The first one is notice of deficiency. Well, that's a part 301 rig. How come nobody brings that up? I don't know. Just amazing. But it's gotten so simple. You're an agency, number one. Number two, if you're going to talk to me, it got some rules, regulations, anything, it's got to be written. And if it's written, it's general applicability and legal effect. This stuff everybody should know. Got to be in the Federal Register. If it's not there, we're done. And anything in there is take judicial notice of it. That's it. You're an agency. You got to put it in writing. It's general applicability and legal effect. It's got to be in the Federal Register. If it's not there, we're done. And everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. And the other step is, if we get to other agencies, or if you want to check out the other, there's two predicates, formal and informal, rulemaking to have the force and effect of law. There are none that I've seen. They don't do formal. They do impractical, unnecessary, and not according to the public interest, and they never put in the emergency. It's all invalid. All nonsense. And old Biden telling these people to do stuff, he can tell them all they want. He has to have a specific delegation from Congress, just like an agency, because he is a federal agency in the Federal Register. That's a fact. I was going to put this stuff on my homepage, but the person that was going to do that, it seemed like he went away, so I'll get to it where I can put this up. But I want to follow also, and I'll be publishing this Mike Lindell, where he's suing Dominion with absolute evidence. No doubt about it. Trump won. They wanted evidence. He's got it. And Dr. Shiva, the bottom line is they've admitted Twitter. And the four playbooks that they use, I put those out on my internet. If you haven't seen them, let me know, and I'll give them to you again. Our government is controlling Twitter to censor people that they don't want to talk. Isn't that amazing? Talk about a deep state. I'll tell you, we have so many enemies within, and then they're hooked up with China, the Democratic Party, and Hollywood, these guys, and the sports people. Everybody is sucking off the money of China. I mean, wouldn't want to offend China. Money. Do they not realize what happens when the communists took over, like this in Russia? What's Stalin do? He got rid of all these useful idiots and killed them. They're not going to survive. They don't want useful idiots around. They just use them. And the thing is, communism has no God. A citizen of the United States has no God. I thought when I saw Esau in the Bible where he got around and gave up his birthright and the Creator was pissed, that the bottom line is, well, why would I want to be a citizen of the United States and give up my birthright? We still got it, but we're saying we don't want to use it. We still got the constitutions, but nobody wants to use them. It's a lie. Anyway, watch out for the federales and the Democrats. God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night.
Good night.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.